Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Magadh Sugar Energy Limited Q4 FY 2024 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today the senior management team of Magadh Sugar Energy Limited, Mr. Pankaj Singh, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Sudarshan Bajaj, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Dilip Patodia, Group CFO, Mr. Subramanian, Company Secretary, who will represent the company on the call today. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and the full year ended March 31st, 2024, followed by a Q&A session. Please note that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Documents related to the company financial performance are available on the website of the stock exchange and the company's investor section. Trust you may have been able to go through the same. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudarshan Bajaj. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Dear investors, thank you for joining us on this call today. We hope all of you have got a chance to go through our investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange yesterday. We will be sharing key operating and financial highlights for the quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2024. But before we begin with the updates, some of you might be looking at the company for the first time. We would like to take this opportunity to brief you all about our business. At Magadh Sugar Energy Limited, which is a part of KK Birla Group of Sugar Companies, we have a legacy of nine decades in sugar and energy sector. Our sugar mills are located in Bihar, which is a sugar deficit state, and thus we enjoy a higher realization and a limited competition from our nearby factories. We have three sugar mills, all strategically located for maximum efficiency. Together with a crushing capacity of 19,000 TCD and cogen of 38 megawatts. We have also invested in two distilleries equipped with latest technology and a total capacity of 155 KLPD. This moves aligned with our commitment to grow sustainability and being eco-friendly. I am delighted today to share with you our future plans, particularly the expansion of our sugar plant at Nakatiganj unit. By increasing the crushing capacity from 7,500 TCD to 10,000 TCD and implementing innovative steam-saving measures, we are poised to enhance efficiency and productivity significantly. Also, we are going to convert our Sidhwalia distillery to multi-feed distillery by adding the grain attachment. At Magadh, by reducing our debt, we are giving ourselves more financial flexibility, with which we'll be having lower finance cost, which gives us, on the other hand, to invest more into projects that create values. Now, let me take you through some of the industrial developments which has taken place during the period under review. As on April 2024, ISMA has reported a significant milestone in sugar production, reaching approximately 314 lakh tons of sugar production. With additional output expected from mills in Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, the final net sugar production is anticipated to be near 320 lakh tons. This season witnessed an increase in number of operating factories, with 516 factories concluding their crushing operations compared to 460 last year. Moreover, some factories in Karnataka and Tamil Nadu will operate special seasons during June to September, contributing around 5 to 6 lakh tons of sugar to the final net production. ISMA projects a closing stock of approximately 91 lakh tons by the end of September 30, 2024, significantly higher than the normative stock of 55 lakh tons. This surplus stock will pose challenges such as idle inventory and carrying cost for millers, reflecting the industry's robust performances. Now coming to our financials and segment-wise performances. Revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 288 crores versus 299 crores last year. EBITDA was at 81 crores versus 69 crores. PBT at 63 crores versus 53 crores. PAT at 47 crores versus 35 crores during the quarter under review. On full year basis, the consolidated revenue from operations is at 1098 crores versus 955 crores last year. EBITDA is at 214 crores versus 133 crores. PBT at 157 crores versus 77 crores. And PAT at 177 crores versus 50 crores. Now this increase in EBITDA, PAT, PBT, all is because of higher realization of sugar, higher volume sales of sugar, as well as higher volume sales in distillery, ethanol. Now, the company crushed 148.98 lakh quintals of cane compared to 147.37 lakh quintals in the previous quarter, which is slight increase. The gross recovery in this quarter stood at 11.43% versus 11.49%. Sugar production during this quarter is at 16.39 lakh quintals, which was 14.33 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year, an increase of 14%. This was mainly because of higher cane availability as well as crushing through sea heavy route. Domestic sugar sales during the quarter stands at 4.65 lakh quintals as against 3.87 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter the last fiscal. There is no export during the quarter, whereas there was an export of 1.54 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been at rupees 3,834 per quintal as against 3,512 per quintal in the corresponding quarter of last year, an increase of 9%. The increase in realization was because of better market conditions. FY24 crushing was at 239.98 lakh quintals as against 219.13 last year, an increase of almost 10%. Sugar production during FY24 was at 25.09 lakh quintals as compared to 20.69 lakh quintals in the previous year, an increase of 21.27 lakh quintals. Sugar sales during the year stood at 20.12 lakh quintals, whereas in the last year, the company sold 18.55 lakh quintals of sugar. The average realization during the year was 3,796 per quintal as against rupees 3,572 per quintal, an increase of 6% in the last year. So, with increase in production, we also have an increase in inventory at 18.33 lakh quintals as against 13.35 lakh quintals in the corresponding last year. At the ethanol side, total production for the full year was 498 lakh liters as against 393 lakh liters, and the total sales of ethanol was 467 lakh liters as against 399 lakh liters in the corresponding year last year. Average realization stood at 60.14 per liter as against 60.76 per liter. So these are the significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter and year. Thank you once again for joining us on the call. We'll be happy to answer all your questions which you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Sanjay Manian from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just have a few questions regarding what exactly would be a crushing number for the season. given the fact that most of the UP players have been witnessing much lower crushing number. I believe Bihar is witnessing higher crushing. What would be the exact number and percentage hike in crushing number for the season?
Hi Sanjay, myself Dilip Patodia, Group CFO.
Hi sir.
The last sugar season 23-24 we have completed with a crushing of around 2.37 crore against 2.28 crore last year. There was an increase of around 4-5% this year in Bihar. But recovery is slightly lower compared to last year.
And so what would be the reason for lower recovery? Is it the same issue of 0238 in Bihar as well? Are you replacing the sugarcane variety in Bihar as well?
Yeah, basic reason for the low recovery was the infestation of the 238 with the red rot. So we have a robust planning to replace this variety with the promising varieties like CO0118 and CO9301. And we have increased significantly in our units. Ideally, any one particular variety should not be more than 40%, and it should be in between 30-40%. So that figure we are going to achieve in next season with our varietal replacement plan.
And what would be 0238 variety in next season? Means what would be the proportion of 238 variety in next season?
In Bihar, our two units where the chances of flood is there and lowland because of the lowland. So in lowland there are different varieties. So if we go for the 238, in one of the units we will be having around 40%. In another unit it will be around 35%. In the third unit where the infestation of the sugar, this red rot, is not there, it is very, very less. There we have got around 80%.
Okay. But given, sir, that this year generally whenever monsoon is very heavy or above normal, we generally see Bihar is witness flooding most of the time. So is there any permanent solution for this issue, or is there any solution for this kind of problem?
Yeah, there are two ways to address this. One is to maintain our this embankments so that the effect of the flood is not there to the great extent. And second is, depending upon the topography of the land, we are selecting the varieties. At our upland, we are having different varieties. In the lowland, we have different varieties. So with this strategy, we will be able to address the problem to the large extent.
And Sanjay, flood, whenever the flood comes now, water doesn't stay for more than 2-3 days. It goes out.
Right. So, in one more question on the capex side, means capex front. I think you are here also doing the capex, and I think adding the crane ethanol capacity also. So, what again would be the capacity or full year ethanol volume post the capex is done, and if you can also give the timeline.
Sanjay, we are going to complete all our capex plan during the current financial year. Both the capex which we have projected and announced to the exchanges. One is Narkariyaganj, where we are increasing the capacity from 7,500 to 10,000. This will go on stream by November, December this year itself. By doing this, we are going to crush more, we are going to get higher recovery, and our steam consumption, which is around 44.7%, it will come down to 34.8%. The total emissions capital cost is around 141 crore, and this project is going to give us an EBITDA of not less than 25%. Now, coming to the second part of multi-feed distillery, which we are doing at Sidwalia. You are aware of the Sidwalia distillery has been commissioned 2 years back. It is running at a full capacity. But after coming into effect of this new government policy, ethanol policy, we do not have surplus C molasses to run our all these distillery at 100% capacity. to overcome this problem and looking into all these things which may happen in future also, we are converting our Sidhwalia factory to a multi-feed distillery where we can use maize, we can use rice and everything. Our plan is that we have the capacity of 150 right now and we can easily run on 340 days. It means max we can go up to 5 crore 50 lakh liters. Even today in the current year we have achieved only 4.9. And with the new sea policy, sea tunnel policy, we are not going to produce more than 3.8 or 3.9. To overcome all this problem, we are converting this Sidhwalia factory so that the balance capacity can be utilized by using grain. Hope I have answered your question.
Right, sir. Right, sir. And the availability of grain, maize and all that is sufficient?
The availability of maize will be about over 1 lakh metric ton from Samastipur, Begusarai and Khagaria district. And that is already available.
Our requirement is only more than
less 32,000. Right, sir. Fine enough, sir. Thank you very much for the answering questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vivek Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. Sir, just a few questions I have. Sir, if you can give me the guidance on the global crop situation and what is the price mechanism going forward?
Price mechanism of what?
For global crop.
For?
Global crop.
Globally, actually, the kind of figure we have right now, it says that Brazil is going to produce little higher than the last year. Last year, it has produced around 3.49 million metric ton of sugar. Next year, it is going to be produced around 3.57 million metric ton of sugar.
Okay.
And right now, the white sugar price in London market is hovering around 570, where the raw sugar prices have come down to around 19.5. And we are not seeing any substantial downfall from this pricing.
Okay. Yeah. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. What would be the landed cane cost for us?
Landed cane cost for us is 353 rupees last year.
Last means
FY 23-24, yes.
350. Okay. So is there any separate MSP for Bihar, like a UP, what we have, or it is like FRP plus the way we pay the payment to the farmer?
FRP is different. FRP announced by central government. In Bihar, all the industry, all the players in the sugar industry sit together and with the government and decide the price of sugar cane for the upcoming seasons. Right now, the price for general variety at there is 335 rupees, whereas for the early variety is 355 rupees. And the same is 370 rupees in UP.
Right, okay, got it. And is there any bagasse sale we do, or mostly we convert it into power? How is the bagasse saving, if you can give some broad number?
Yes, actually the bagasse, the project at Narkatiyagarh has been envisaged to save bagasse. If I am saying I am saving 10% of steam, it means I am saving 4.5% of bagasse. And bagasse, conversion of bagasse into power in Bihar is a profitable venture. In Bihar right now, the prices of power tariff is around 5.6 to 6.5 rupees per unit.
So all bagasse what we save basically converted into power.
Yes. At the price of 5.6 or 5.6.25, which is always beneficial. Even I sell bagasse, it means I am realizing not more than 3 rupees 50 paise per unit. It's better to convert bagasse into power.
Understood. Okay. Okay. I think that was the question from my side. Thanks.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I just have, I think, more questions. On the multi-fuel or multi-feed distilleries, what we're talking, so is there any significant difference when you go for maize and when you go for, say, rice? Because the handling system and silos could design could be different. So if you can give some highlight that, is that relatively big investment or it cannot be done with a very incremental shift?
Vikram, the first part I am going to give the answer. That capital cost involved in converting this distillery, existing molasses-based distillery to this multi-feed is around 32 crores only. Now the second part, Mr. Pankaj Singh will
see, as far as grain management is concerned, with the maize, we are getting more this alcohol. And depending upon the availability and the policies, government policy, we will be using the grain. We will be having the choice of the grain. As far as the modification or different arrangement is required, you can say once we have modified the fermenters as for the grain, it can be utilized for anything, for any molasses or any grain. Second, depending upon the availability of the grain, we can utilize the silo or the grain at the dealer's place.
Okay, so while procuring, we can basically, you mean to say at the dealer's end, you can do the basic preparation in case if it is a different grain.
Yeah, that depends on the long-term this thing dealing. The reason being, in Bihar, the availability of maize, as Mr. Dilip has told, the availability of the maize is already 1 lakh metric ton from Samastipur, Begusarai and Khagaria district. And our daily requirement is around 7,800 per day. So, even if we consume total 1 lakh metric ton, means if we run for 330 days, forget about molasses, then also we will be requiring only 86,000 metric tons. So the availability is, there is no question on the availability in Bihar because it is surrounding area. That is why strategically we are going for this.
Understood. And distillery size is 80 KLPD?
Yes, it's 80, yes.
80 KLPD?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of cane management and all that, how much scope, further scope is there in terms of yield improvement or acreage improvement in command area? And if everything goes well, what could be the peak availability of cane in a during season, say a few years down the line, we are targeting?
Yes, Vikram. To answer your question, last year, sugar season, we have stressed around 237. We can go right now up to 280 a day.
Okay, so if everything goes well in terms
yes. We have not yet reached the saturation point. Still, there is a scope of. That's why we are increasing the crushing capacity of Narkatiyagan, where most of the cane goes to somewhere else because of we have the crushing capacity limited to 7,500. With the increase in the capacity at Narkatiyagan itself, our crushing will go up by 28 to 29%.
Understood.
Yes, thank you.
And in terms of days, how many days we are talking about in terms of working days?
140 maximum in Bihar.
145.
And one of the units at Hasanpur, there we run up to, you can say, around 150 days.
Okay, understood. But is there any crop which can have impact on cane, or there is a possibility where farmers can shift a crop which is slightly better remunerative, or cane will continue to be like a without much threat from other crops, particularly in Bihar?
See, as far Bihar is concerned, there is no threat. There is no competitive crop. The only thing in the Hasanpur area where I was talking about this maize, in the Begusarai, Samastipur, or Khagaria district, the maize is already there with the 60% intensity, and there is no scope beyond this because 60% that is more than enough. And for other thing, we are going to propose
to use this maize as an intercrop for the with the cane, so that it is not the competitive, but it is going to the supplementary.
Understood. I think that's good. Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. Participants may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead. Yes, Mr. Vikram, go with the question.
Hi, sir. I think one more question. Out of total 38 megawatt power capacity what we have, how much would be the surplus or sellable capacity?
Sellable is around 22.
22 megawatt.
Yeah.
And normally it runs for how many days?
142. 142 during the season.
Achha. So it's mainly, okay, during the season only.
At Sidwalia unit, it runs beyond, if the pressing goes beyond 60, it runs on the off-season days also. But that is minimal, around 7 to 15 days in between that.
Okay, not much, okay.
Thank you.
In terms of, sorry.
Okay, go with the question, sorry.
But in terms of cane crushing, we typically, what would be our breakup going forward in general term in terms of BE and juice, or do we mostly go to BEV only?
No, we basically will go for the BE only, if the government allows it to. Last year 44% was on C and 66% was on B. Before that, 93% was on BS and 7% on syrup.
Okay, so if government permit, say, next season, gave complete freedom to us,
yeah,
we'll go back to, our preference will be B and juice.
Yes, B and juice, yes.
So if everything is permitted, then we can go back to around 90-10 kind of
mixed
with B and juice.
Yes, Vikram. Yes, Vikram. Now one has to look into only this because C, molasses, ethanol, they have increased the rate substantially. Whereas in B, we have to look into the, after considering the cane cost and everything, whether it is beneficial to go for the syrup or do little bit of C and B. Because C prices have increased by 6.78 per liter. Not, and syrup and B prices have not been increased by the government.
Understood. So it will also require a revision in pricing along with green, because even sugar prices are also going up, so we have to take that in reference of sugar price.
We have to look into the break even, where we are breaking under one.
Understood.
Which product mix is beneficial to us.
Understood. So hopefully, I think post-election, they will look into that. I think.
Yes,
Vikram. Okay, got it. Now, thank you very much, sir. It was quite helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. I repeat, you may press star and one to ask question. Thank you. Is there no further questions from the participants? I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Singh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us on this call of Q4 and Financial Year 24. And for any queries and clarification, you can always reach out to us and also our investor relations team, Stellar, our advisors. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Mother Sugar and Energy Limited, that concludes its conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.